I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is another episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Great new animated movie coming to Netflix worldwide on June 7th called Pachamama. Joining me is director Juan Anton. Juan, all the way from France. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackson. Actually, I'm from Argentina. I'm living in France now, but I am from Argentina.
Ah, wonderful. My gosh. This film took 14 years to make. I read that. That is just incredible. What happened 14 years ago that really got this ball rolling?
Well, actually, I started thinking on Pachamama when, after releasing my first film, Mercado de Martian, which it was released in 2002. Mm. And then after finishing that film, I started thinking of Pachamama. And then at the first place, I had to travel a lot, you know, to do some research. I traveled a lot. I was living in Argentina at that time. I traveled a lot to the north of Argentina, where the, you know, the culture of Pachamama is very vivid, and then to Peru, and then to Bolivia, and you know, a lot of research and getting into, you know, the idea of how these indigenous people think about Pachamama, because I wanted to make it to make this film an homage to them and make it really from the point of view of them, you know, how they what was their vision on the conquest and their, you know, vision on the earth and on Pachamama and all that. So the first years was mostly traveling and thinking and writing the script and meeting, you know, shamans and chief of communities and doing research. Then the thing is why it took that long. That's because at first I wanted to make a stop motion film. Mm. So I started a production in Argentina, back in Argentina. As a stop motion film, I even shot a trailer because I wanted this film to be full of like textures and materials, you know, gold and clay and you know and tissue, and I wanted to be rich in materials. So that's what I thought of stop motion, and then it was quite difficult to build a production around a stop motion film at that time, and in Argentina there was a huge economical crisis too, so it was it wasn't the right moment. And then I met a French producer, and he proposed me to do a French co-production. So I moved to France with my family, with all my family, and then I started, you know, I restarted a production here. So it took us long to get the financing. Especially because Pachamama is a film that it's quite unusual in its look and, you know, its approach. So that scared many producers. So until we knocked to the right door and we got in the producer of the film, Didier Brunner, who is a producer of many very good films like The Triplets of Belleville, Kirikou and The Sorcerer, you know. And he loves, you know, author films, and he was like he wrote the script, and he said he read the script and he said this is good. And so, but it took many years, you know, of knocking doors and getting like a production that started and then and then they stopped. So it was quite a you know, very very intense. But finally, it's done.
That's right. And you got to the right people, and it's going to be worldwide on Netflix on the 7th. And, of course, Triplets of Belleville, Oscar-nominated, a modern classic animated movie. So you've got that from your producer friend there. The look of this film, you talk about how it being unique. It's so bright, and yet it's mystifying. It's got an interesting blend to it with the CG and the hand-drawn mixing there, almost often looking like a picture book. Were you really going for that picture book sort of look?
Yeah, I never thought about that. I think the look comes from the... These special looks Look, it comes from the development in stop motion. I think all those years, we've made like puppets in clay, and we've made puppets for animation, and I think all this development in stop motion gave a special look to the 3D, because I didn't want. I finally accepted to do the film in 3D.
Mm.
At first, I was like a little like I'm not sure, but then after the first test that we made, I was convinced, because I managed to give that look, that special look, you know, like material stuff and clay and earthy like look, and I think it's that's why the look is very different, because it. It's a 3D film, but conceived as a stop-motion film. And also in the animation, I tried animators to brief them about, you know, animating with very little, you know, interpolations, and not very fluid like animation, like 3D animation computer. So the backgrounds too are 2D. They are hand painted. So that gives also a special look. So in the end, I think it's a very little pictorial look. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and the shapes of these characters. I noticed that the villagers are kind of round, the Incas are more angular, and the Spanish invaders that come in are very pointy. Were you intentional when it comes to how these three different groups of people look?
Yeah, absolutely. The idea was that each group of people in the film was represented in their own way, you know. So the idea was the little village of Tepulpai, they were represented more like in a pre-Columbian pottery, you know, like vase, like if they were like vase that they were coming alive and speaking. I always found that those potteries and all those ceramics were very, very, they were real characters there, you know, those faces, those, you know. So I wanted to base all the character design on this original basis, pre-Columbian. And then from the Incas, they were like an empire. So the idea to make them square, to make them also look like buildings, you know.
Mm.
And we based the Incan design mostly on the Incan architecture. So they look like the city of Cusco, you know. They look like a temple, you know.
Yeah.
And for the character, from the Spanish characters, we've based mostly on Renaissance art, you know. So
paintings, yeah.
It was a little more angular, a little more rich in, you know, in detail, and a little more realistic too on the proportions of characters.
Mm.
Because as the Indians, they were based on pre-Columbian art, and pre-Columbian art was very simple art, very rudimentary art. They are not like that. You know, precise and that rich in detail.
Yeah.
So that's why that was the inspiration of the visuals of the film.
Yeah, I like that. It comes through. It absolutely does. And when it comes to this script, you know, there are lighter, fun elements with Tepulpai and Naira and the kids, but also serious themes about violence and death in this movie. How difficult was it to kind of blend those two themes together to make an effective story?
Well, one of the most difficult things was to measure, you know, the violence and the death, because the conquest of America, everybody knows that it's a violent story. And we wanted a film for children, for small children, like from 5 or 4 years old. So all violence in the film is symbolic. It's not real. You don't see violence at all. Everything is like, for adults, they know, and there are some things that they could be like interpreted as, like, for example, in the battle, the the sky turns red, mm. you know, and in the in Cusco you see you know red red blood you know flowing in the river, but you don't see the violence. So that was like leaving the violence out of camera, and there are screams and everything, but it's not shocking for small children, you know.
Right.
That was the you know one of the most difficult things to do, and there were some sequences that they were even animated, and then we have to take them out because you know there was like they were too much.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
But because for me, as you said, Pachamama has a lot of you know different themes, and the main theme is like ecology in a way, and speaking about you know love to earth, respect to earth, and I thought that this was very very powerful to talk to children, you know, small children.
And the violence is kind of understood. It doesn't have to be seen for people to get what's going on.
Yeah.
You know that it was a violent story, but it's a way to make it, you know, fun and with jokes and, you know, and every time something a little difficult, there's a joke, a little joke that arrives, you know, to get out that anguish from children.
Sure. There's a line, a very nice line that Topolpe says early on in the movie that you can dream while you're awake so that you can dream the dream you want. Does that line have any special significance for you? It kind of struck me. Does it have anything for you?
I think it was to portray a character, you know, he's a dreamer. And it was a dialogue. He's speaking with Naira, which is kind of the opposite. She's a very like a wise girl, and she's more like in concrete, and you know she doesn't understand, you know, and she asks, "Are you sleeping?" "No, I'm dreaming." "Dreaming? You're dreaming, but not sleeping?" "That way I can dream anything I want," you know. Mm. It was like a way to, you know, to... I like that dialogue very much. And it helps know the characters. It's more like you know, a mirror of the characters to get into them.
Sure. Yeah, I like it a lot. I really do. We're with Juan Antin, the director of Pachamama. The Great Condor is a symbol throughout this whole film. Has there ever been or is there sort of a Great Condor in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I also in my travels on you know on I believe I represent like the condor in the film. You know, it's like I love that animal. There are so many animals in the film that are like coming from the pre-Columbian Andean culture, like the condor, the llama, the snakes. You know, but I love the condor. Yeah, I believe there's something.
It's a beautiful, beautiful creature. Yeah. And Pachamama was nominated for Best Animated Film this year at the César Awards, which is the French version of the Oscars. Did you go to the César Awards?
Yes, I went there. Yeah, it was a gala night, smoking, and it was really fun. It was pretty cool. Yeah, great experience.
How would you say it differs, the impact of it in being there from the Academy Awards that we're so used to over here in America? Is there a certain style that the French do with their award show?
No, I think it's between us. I think it's a copy of the Oscars. Yeah, there's like they make jokes. I think it's like. It's something that they started to do in the Oscar style, you know. Mm. There's a presenter and he makes jokes and you know it's the same format, you know.
Yeah, but it must have been amazing for you to be nominated and to be there representing this film that you've worked so hard on.
Yeah, absolutely. After so many years of work, it was like absolutely incredible.
And right around the time of getting the nomination, Netflix acquired the movie. They're going to stream it on June 7th. What do you hope the worldwide Netflix audience takes away from watching Pachamama?
Well, I'm thrilled about the idea of that so many people will be able to see Pachamama, to watch Pachamama on Netflix. You know, it's like I'm aware that it's 183 countries with 20 languages, you know, 19 languages, and it's like, you know, it's like amazing to see for a filmmaker to have that possibility of reach an audience that size. The thing I want the audience to get from Pachamama is the same thing that moved me from the very first researches and works I did in the north of Argentina and Bolivia, and it's this emotion of feeling that emotion of love and respect to the earth. You know, I think this is the thing, because you can speak about ecology and there's a lot of intellectual stuff going on and explaining children like you know the climate and all that, but all that it's in the intellectual stuff, and children they don't get it really, you know.
Right.
What I think it's more powerful, and I think it was one of the you know things I wanted to do with Pachamama was to go to the emotion, you know, go to the heart and go to explain things not in a very intellectual way, but in a way intuitive and you know and more like with giving emotions with colors and explaining things very simple things. So that's what I would like to people to get, that to you know, children to get moved about how these people love Pachamama and Mother Earth.
Yeah, this is a moving story. It's a very cool-looking animated film, so vibrant. It evolves over the course of the movie, and I think families are going to sit together and watch this starting on June 7th. Pachamama, director Juan Anton, thank you so much for being on the LCJ Q&A today.
No, thank you, Jackson. Thank you, everybody.
Double Eight's Kara Jackson. Check out Pachamama and keep listening for more of the LCJ Q&A podcast.